I tell you what, I know that this is a time of deep disappointment for a lot of people. A lot of people were hoping that the candidate who expressed a readiness to help the nation come together, who expressed a readiness to help the poor, the oppressed, the needy, would win that presidential campaign. That did not happen. And the person who expressed the opposite won the election. But again, I want to ask you, if our president-elect is sincere about wanting to unify the nation, if he's sincere, would it be a good idea to keep watching, keep praying, hoping for the best, keep watching, keep listening? And if indeed he's leading the nation in the right direction, follow his lead. One thing's for sure. Even though we heard Donald Trump saying many, many things that were just divisive and full of malice for the past many months, including the way he addressed people he talked about and spoke to. What he said last night was pretty different, very different. Let's listen to some more of what our president-elect said after receiving the congratulatory message from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential.
Every single American will receive the opportunity to reach their fullest potential.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. We will get along with all other nations willing to get along with us. I want to tell the world community that while we will always put America's interests first, we will deal fairly with everyone, with everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, is there a possibility that the Donald Trump we heard earlier this morning is the Donald Trump we will see as president, as opposed to the Donald Trump that we have been listening to for the past months, almost 2 years? Hard to say, isn't it? I would really encourage this. This is an encouragement. It is a request that all of us, and when I say all of us, all Americans, at least consider, give serious consideration to forgiving, to the many, many angry white voters who showed up in huge numbers in support of Donald Trump, partly because you were angry not only at quote-unquote the establishment, but because of your feelings of hostility towards people of color who really had nothing to do with your pain. As I've said before, the pain that people of color are feeling is worse than the pain that you're feeling, because our circumstances are more dire than yours. Very often, as you know, last hired, first fired. When a recession hits, unemployment hits us harder, financial troubles hit us harder, much more intensely. And we don't do any more to cause our own pain than we do to cause your pain. Other people are making those decisions that cause that pain. But as we know, very often as human beings, we need to forgive even the people who never did anything to cause us problems. Because very often, people hold grudges against people who never did anything to them. And it's just the mere fact that you're holding something against someone else. Even though they didn't harm you, the fact that you are holding a grudge against them means you need to forgive them. It doesn't mean you're saying, oh, well, you didn't actually do that after all. It doesn't mean that you're saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to pretend like it never happened. Like, what you're saying is, whereas before, even if it was for 5 seconds, if it was for 5 minutes, if it was for 5 hours, if it was for 5 years, I was holding a grudge against you. I'm no longer holding a grudge against you. I'm letting you off the hook. I no longer have feelings of bitterness towards you. That's what you're saying when you say, I forgive. The people, the angry white people who are angry at people of color because your situation is so intense, forgive the people of color, the ones who did not hurt you, but also forgive the decision makers who have brought about your pain.